you're obviously into the sale of a lot of the physical product. Mm-hmm. What place do you think it still has in the marketplace, physical product versus the digital streaming services, yeah, etc.?
Okay, so I've been working at Bankrate Records for 20 years now. And when I first started, I think there was a lot of fear that the records would die and then the CDs would die because everyone starts downloading and all this. But we've seen in the last kind of 5-10 years, actually, that physical sales are on the up for us, probably as a reaction to how immediate and consumable and how everything is. And people want to turn away from that culture sometimes, that digital this and everyone's sitting behind a screen and, you know, never being off social media. Sometimes the best way to listen to an album is on a record from 1 to 12, actually playing the record and losing yourself in that. People want something in their hands. There's a real kind of physical connection. So physical sales are still strong. They're strong for us. But HMV suffering isn't just because of physical demand for records. It's due to the games market. It's due to high street rents. It's due to how people use the high street and retail in a different way than they did recently or previously. So things are changing, but we need a high street chain of music stores to exist because not everyone's lucky enough to have a good independent record shop. And we need artists and labels and bands to still want to put out physical music. If there's not a high street chain, we don't know if there'll be people actually producing physical music for us to sell as well.
Some would argue that maybe HMV weren't really creative enough and didn't really respond well enough to changes in the marketplace. This Canadian record company, obviously they do see some potential in it.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is still the need for a high street chain or selling music. I don't know too much about the new buyer, and I don't want to sort of point fingers at what HMV did wrong, but certainly going from physical music and video and games, video, as we all know, is a harder market than it used to be because you stream it now. We all have Netflix, you know, we're all downloading videos or watching them online. I believe gaming's going that way, and it's actually physical music which has bucked the trend. We only really sell music, so we didn't have we were able to react and deal with the changing way that people consume. But I think there's another part of it as well, which is the changing in retail in general. And you'll hear a lot of people talk about the need for people to have experiences rather than, you know, no one wins on a race to the bottom where you're just competing on price. There's got to be something more than that. And so a lot of what we do in our shop is about experiences, meeting artists, going to gigs, tying in live music and record sales with the tickets to gigs. And of course, it's the same customer, so why wouldn't you link them all up together? So I think you can do stuff. You have to change. Retail is changing. How people listen to music is changing. And as long as you're able to react, then you'll be okay. But, and the reason we can react is because we're those customers too. We're still buying music. We're still going to gigs. So we can see what the trends are because we're part of the trend.
Okay, John, a leading Japanese company recently reopened a vinyl company. That market has also seen a resurgence. Not yep. really surprising.
I mean, we see it every day. We know how vinyl sales are on the up. I'd imagine it's worldwide. I'm very much in this little Kingston bubble because this is where I work, and I don't know too much about market trends in other countries or what have you. But of course, people, like I was saying earlier, it's an immediate reaction to how consumable and immediate everything is. If you've got access to every song in the world ever in your pocket, maybe something that you really care about is a little bit more special than that, and you want to have a physical copy. So yeah, we see the demand.
What is it, John, so unique about the Kingston demographic that keeps you ticking over and bubbling over? What is it about the Kingston music vibe?
I don't know. It's really hard to know because we're so involved in it, so it's quite hard to be objective. But I think Kingston's always punched above its weight musically. The calibre of band that has come to Kingston since before I started working here, long before I started working here, has always been there. So it was a healthy place for a record shop. And out of the record shop, we put on a lot of gigs. I guess Kingston is an affluent area. There's a bit more bit more money for, you know, this section of the arts than other areas maybe. But I think it's just, I don't know how it was created, and there might be historians who know more than me about that. But once it is created, it's quite easy to sort of keep the momentum going. So we're lucky that we've got we don't have as many venues as we used to. The Peel was closed, and that's a shame. The Hippodrome's just closed, and that's a real shame. But we have brilliant places like the Fighting Cocks, who are putting on live music, the Grey Horse putting on live music, and of course we put on events at Prism now, when we used to at Hippodrome. There's places that this kind of culture is happening, and the tie-in between all of these places means that a record shop can thrive. We can support new artists who then come to Kingston and play the live venues, and it all feeds each other. So I don't really know the answer, but I do know that Kingston punches above its weight musically, and we've got a rich and vibrant music scene here, and it's very much to be celebrated.
John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Cheers.